Good afternoon. My name is Vonda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the U.S. EPA webcast, Gaining Support and Attracting Participation Through Communication conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need any assistance during the call, please press star then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Emma Zentsmeister. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us for today's webcast. We're going to be covering the topic of gaining support and attracting participation through communication, focusing on how state and local climate and energy programs can use communication strategies strategically to help build support for their programs. So before we move into today's agenda, I just want to go over a few reminders on how to use the GoToWebinar software so everyone can participate. You'll be able to access the GoToWebinar features through the control panel, which looks like what you see on the screen here. You can open and collapse the panel by clicking on the arrow in the orange box. And as mentioned, everyone is on mute today, and you can access us and ask questions of our speakers by typing them into the control panel and hitting submit. If at any point in time you have any technical difficulties, Wendy Jaglom is on the line and can provide assistance. You can email her at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. We have a full agenda for you today. I'll start off by providing a little bit of background information on our state and local climate and energy program and the webcasts that we're hosting in this series. We'll then hear from Suzanne Moser of Suzanne Moser Research and Consulting, who will talk about and provide a little bit of background on communicating with purpose and engaging folks in work on climate change. We'll then hear from Connie Rosa Renouf from George Mason University. She'll talk a little bit about their research on different perspectives on climate change in the U.S. and ways to message to meet those audience interests. And then we'll hear two case studies, one from Samantha Kappelman from Maryland's Department of the Environment, and then from Robert Graff of the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. At the end of the presentations, we'll do a facilitated panel discussion and then take questions from the audience. So please, as folks are giving their presentations, type in your questions into the GoToMeeting panel. Be sure to indicate who your question is for. That just helps us facilitate the Q&A. And we'll be sure to get to those at the end of the call. And once we conclude the call today, you'll see as you close out of GoToWebinar that an optional questionnaire will pop up. And I highly encourage you to provide feedback on today's webcast and your interest in this topic. We use that information to develop our resources and future calls, so we do take that into consideration in our planning. So just some background information on our state and local climate and energy program here at EPA. Our objective is to help state and local governments with their climate change mitigation work primarily. We focus on the multiple benefits of reducing greenhouse gases and ways to facilitate interagency collaboration at different levels of government. At the web address listed at the bottom of the screen, you can access all of our resources, which include webcasts and peer exchange opportunities like we're having today, a variety of analytical tools, information documents, and best practices and case studies, which will be helpful for you. So as I mentioned, today's call is part of a three-part series we're doing on communications methods for state and local climate and clean energy programs. The next two calls will be on December 11th and December 18th. The structure of these calls is really meant to track with how you can use communications throughout the design, implementation, and evaluation of your climate and energy programs. So today we're going to be talking about using communication strategically from the program development perspective. Next week we'll be talking about once programs are up and running, how communication strategies can help move your audience from interest and motivation to action. And then on the third call, we'll be looking at creative and innovative ways to share the results that your programs are achieving to maintain momentum and be responsive to the participants that you've engaged. And ultimately, all of the recordings and presentations from these webcasts will be made available on our website. You can access them using the link at the bottom of the screen. Usually, we get files up a few weeks after the calls have concluded. In addition to and in parallel with this webcast series, we're developing some new material for our website that's meant to provide a how-to guidance on how state and local agencies can develop and implement communication strategies. And what you see on the screen here is just an outline of the framework that we're in the process of developing, and we are really looking for your feedback to see if this resonates with the work that you've been doing and to see if this fits with your programs. And so there'll be multiple opportunities through today's webcast to provide your insights and feedback. And just to quickly run through this, the idea with this framework is to help folks think through the process of how you go about defining the objectives of your program and identifying the target audiences, really understanding their perspectives, challenges and barriers that they face, ways that you can engage with them, different opportunities and times to do so, and then the process of developing and testing frames and messages for delivering your program, implementation strategies that could involve things like different marketing approaches such as community-based social marketing strategies or competitions or other methods, and then, you know, so the process of selecting channels for communication and the right messengers. So that just gives you a little bit of a flavor of what we'll be developing for our website, which will be accompanied by much more in-depth information along with the diagram. So if you have any questions at all at any time about our program and the work that we're doing, the resources that we offered, please feel free to contact me. I'm more than happy to answer your questions. And before we move into the featured presentations for today's webcast, we're going to do a quick poll question to get sort of your immediate feedback on our framework here. So, Wendy, if you want to go ahead and pull up the first poll question.
Yep, and it should be up on the screen now. And so, as Anna said, we're looking for feedback on this draft communications framework based on your experience. So there are five choices up there. You can choose all that apply. The choices are all key steps are captured, one or more key steps are unfamiliar to me, one or more steps should be removed, one or more steps should be renamed, and the order of steps needs to be adjusted.
And so if you have any more specific thoughts on, you know, what should be changed or what is unfamiliar to you, feel free to, you know, type in any of that information into the GoToWebinar control panel, and we'll have access to that as well as we work on revising this framework to meet everyone's needs and experiences. So we'll give everyone just a minute or two to respond to that and think about and just kind of reflect on whether or not this framework looks useful for you. All right, Wendy, let's go ahead and pull up the results of the poll. And folks will have multiple opportunities to provide feedback, so if you had more thoughts or comments, you can certainly provide those later. We'll show you additional opportunities to do that.
The results are up on the screen now, and it looks like 55% of participants said that all key steps were captured, 30% say that one or more key steps is unfamiliar to me, and then we had 1 and 2% for the other three choices.
Great. So it looks like, you know, our framework resonates with folks' experience and practice. And as I mentioned, we're going to have a lot more in-depth sort of instructive information on our website as we flesh out these steps and that content. So anything that is unfamiliar to folks hopefully will be clarified with the full version of the material that we're developing. So with that, we should move on to our presentations today.